Those sounds you're hearing are not from a science fiction movie, although the story behind them could make folks in southeast Louisiana feel like they're caught in one. Those sounds tell the story about rising tides along the Gulf Coast and melting glaciers in the Arctic, and how scientists believe those two events taking place thousands of miles apart are why the Gulf of Mexico is on pace to submerge most of southeast Louisiana by the end of the century if nothing is done. Those sounds explain why climate change is the biggest threat ever to the future of New Orleans and its surrounding landscape. Tim Osborne, NOAA Coastal Researcher.
If you were a doctor talking to the patient, the issue really comes down to what do we do to manage the patient, manage the coastal landscape, given the fact that it's reaching a period of its lifespan that literally is nearing the end and going to see large conversions of coastal areas to open water. And that open water then is going to create a whole new set of challenges we're going to have to face in the future.
Those are the sounds made by an instrument used in NOAA stations along Louisiana's coast measuring the daily high tide. When researchers plot those readings in a chart spanning decades, it shouts headlines right out of a science fiction disaster movie. Sea level is rising faster here than on any coastal landscape in the world. So fast that over the next six decades, much of this region will be inundated by at least 4.3 feet and possibly much, much more.
The landscape's going to be continuing to sink, sea levels are rising, and the conversion of open water is going to be the highest we're going to see anywhere in the world.
By comparison, the National Climate Assessment says the mid-range predictions for the rest of the nation are around 2 feet. Even Key West, built on an island near the tip of Florida, doesn't face as much danger. The reason for that disparity is well known. Because this part of the state is built on deltas of the Mississippi River that have been starved of sediment by levees and sliced by canals for oil, gas, and shipping, it is sinking at the fastest rate of any coastal landscape on the planet, an inch every 30 months in some basins.
The whole area has been sinking at an accelerated rate.
Woody Gagliano.
And that's speeding up what geologists call a transgression. The sea is invading the land. And it's invading it largely because the land is sinking, but it's also invading it because the land is not building itself up again.
Now, for decades, coastal scientists here were confident they could keep up with subsidence because the raw material to rebuild those sinking basins still flowed through them inside the Mississippi River. If the marshes were the sick patients, the medicine was right next door. And because the medicine would never run out, the patient could remain healthy indefinitely. But in 2007, science delivered the state a sucker punch. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change confirmed global warming was real and that the world's oceans were rising at the fastest rate in more than 4,000 years. Suddenly, the challenge facing Louisiana's coastal restoration effort got steeper because the southeast corner of the state was sinking at the same time the Gulf was rising. While many of the state's best-known politicians, including its governor and some of its congressional delegation, cast doubt on the science, some of the world's foremost experts on that science actually live in the state and know what it means to Louisiana. That includes Virginia Burkett, Chief Scientist for Climate Change at the U.S. Geological Survey and a co-author of the IPCC reports.
The atmosphere is warming because the concentration of greenhouse gases is increasing, and there's unequivocal scientific evidence that supports that conclusion, that humans are influencing the amount of CO2 and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere to the point that it has caused the warming, a warming of the atmosphere.
Why does that cause the sea to rise?
Oh, the sea rises because of two drivers. One is the steric, we call it steric sea level rise, which is a change in the temperature of the mass of the ocean, which increases ocean volume. When you heat water, it expands. And the second driver is the increase in ocean volume that is associated with the decline in the ice sheets and glaciers, the land ice that has declined rapidly, which also contributes to a rise in mean sea level. Those two drivers together we call eustatic sea level rise, which is the global increase in mean sea level that is caused ultimately by the warming atmosphere.
Why does Louisiana have such a higher rate of sea level rise than other places in the country?
Well, that's a relative rate of sea level rise. The rate of sea level rise appears to be more rapid in coastal Louisiana because the land itself is sinking.
But even as the state's political establishment fought against the first headlines about global warming, it was about to get much, much worse. That is the sound of glaciers calving. Since the initial IPCC report, water stored as glaciers and ice fields over land areas has been melting at a much more rapid pace than predicted, steadily adding to the volume of the oceans. Recently, instruments have confirmed sea level rise has been 60% faster than predicted. And that worries experts like Burkett.
If you look at the geologic record of how sea level has changed in the past, it's not a nice smooth curve, and it's probably not going to be over the next 100 years either. So, you know, trying to say that it's going to be exponential or a smooth curve, I don't think any scientist would probably venture to give you what it will be at exactly 2050 or 2020, because it's episodic with changes in the ice particularly. This is from our report here. Okay, see, this is the rate of sea level rise since 21,000 years before present. These are meltwater pulses. See, so it's varied. And then you get up to about 7,000 years ago, and sea level has been relatively stable. And during the past 7,000 years, that's how coasts have evolved as we know them today.
Okay. But now the projection is that it climbs again.
And as it starts to climb, the rate of coastal change will respond accordingly, and so we won't have this stable coastal system that people have built on for the past 7,000 years. Based upon what the scientific literature published over the past 5 years indicates, that the highest rate, physically tenable rate of change is 2 meters. That's 6.6 feet.
Well, unlike the state's politicians, the scientists and administrators planning Louisiana's effort to protect its coast haven't ignored the evolving science on global warming. In fact, it's written into the state's master plan for the coast, a 40-year, $50 billion project that planners say can adapt to the highest rates of sea level rise currently predicted if it's built in time. Garrett Graves, head of the state's coastal efforts.
What we did in our master plan is we looked at a range of sea level rise scenarios. We looked at a range of subsidence scenarios, and a range of other things, hurricane scenarios and other factors that have a high degree of uncertainty in some cases. And we chose the projects or project portfolios that perform best or transcend all of those scenarios.
More on that story tomorrow.